So, well, but I hear you, and
always,
I will try to respond.
Always throw it back on me and give me an assignment or say,
yeah,
hey,
well,
I think maybe.
Send the email saying I researched this station. But I guess you want to know first if they're an affiliate. But
well,
I did look and didn't.
In fact, I can't remember seeing WEOS in the affiliates list.
Yeah, they are. They
okay,
are.
And then the other one, this was a community radio station. It was a 96-watt. They got $15,000. And it was just interesting. An interesting story. WRLR in FM, which was just interesting. Okay, let you go on to the next thing.
Dave for the stack.
Go ahead, Dave.
I just want to say a couple things. We're all doing really good work, and we're all being pushed and pulled in many different directions. As an affiliate director, I will try to be more in touch with the affiliates. I did try to do this prior to getting on the board and got very little response. I really appreciate the people speaking today. It's the first time I really got some genuine responses from affiliates. Most of the affiliate responses I'd gotten in the past were, stay away from Pacifica, take their programs and stay away. I mean, people warned me. So I think, give everybody a little slack. Everybody on the call, we're doing good stuff. Maybe the communication lines get broken now and then, but, let's not lose our sight of where we're going. We're making great progress. I know for myself what's going on with Pacifica, the PNB itself, there is so much going on right now. I've not had the time to reach out to affiliates because of what's going on in the general board as a whole. So my apologies, and I really need to leave the call. So,
well, thanks for coming on and staying on so long. And you and I need to carve out some space to be able to talk as well. But thanks. And
I'll be in touch with Ursula and with you shortly.
Okay.
The next items on the agenda are preparation for the in-person PNB meeting, date for the interim ED visit, and set the next meeting/agenda.
Okay. It's 10. I've got 10:18 at this point. I've got to get off the phone.
It seems like Ursula's already said some of the preparation that she's doing for the in-person meeting, so... whoever wanted this on the
Do you know yet whether you're going, Ursula? I mean, here's a perfect example of, the communication issue and support on the national office. Do you know if you're going?
No, I don't know.
It's hard to plan for a meeting that you don't even know if you're going to be at.
That wasn't even resolved until this past, Sunday? So...
what was resolved?
The board hasn't even received notices and instructions of next steps, so I don't think there's anything to be read into that, and I don't...
Do you know, Ethea, if I'm going or not?
No, I don't. They haven't even... they haven't made a list of... the agenda for the next meeting hasn't been done.
Uh-huh.
Let me put it that way. So... Excuse me, and none of us have received, none of us meaning no PMB members have received next step instructions either. So
where is the meeting?
Berkeley.
It's in Berkeley. We know that, but
And by the way, for those, Ethea, this is only for you on the call right now, but the people in Berkeley will be hosting. So if anybody wants to stay with any of us, please let me know, and I will find you housing so we can save the foundation some money.
Yeah, my understanding is that they're supposed to be collecting that information. I think as a board person, Joe Wanzala is helping to do that.
Yes, he is, and I'm helping Joe.
Good, okay. So,
again, to take a little weight off Joe, you can all feel free to contact me.
Thank you, Chandra.
You're welcome.
All right. We have another meeting before the April in-person PMB meeting, so I would move that item to our next meeting.
Okay.
And the question becomes whether or not we want to ask Grace to formally join us on that meeting. I don't know. What is your thinking about that?
I would say we need something to do.
Someone had suggested that we invite her after the PMB meeting, so maybe that still ought to be the rule of thumb.
I made that suggestion, and I would still suggest it because I think it's more important to discuss what the outcome of what the affiliates were talking about tonight, and see if we can incorporate any of that into what Ursula needs for her report to the affiliates, on the affiliates, I should say, to the PNB, should she go.
Okay. So then we need to, and I'm not sure what the query to the NFC would in fact look like. In order to be able to follow through on the recommendations that Grace made. I guess I could talk to Jamie, who's the chair of the NFC, to see what they would need in order to respond and how much time they would actually need to be able to respond.
I'm a little bit confused. I don't know where we are on the agenda.
We're on
the items were preparation for the in-person PNB meeting, and I thought I heard you say that you moved to place this on the April agenda.
And I guess I'm thinking out loud of what is it that has to be done in order, even though we put it on the April agenda, but to be able to discuss it in a substantive way, because once we get to the April meeting, if a certain amount of work hasn't already been done, then we won't be able to present it at the April PMB meeting.
May I suggest something?
Go ahead.
That anyone that's on the call, if they think something needs to be done in preparation for the meeting, let them speak now and see if we have anyone that volunteers to do those things in preparation for the April meeting. And what we don't get covered, we'll discuss at the April meeting.
Well, I think we have to be clear about what it is that we want people to volunteer for. And that's why I was doing a stream of consciousness thinking out loud to make sure to identify the points that had to be covered in a task that had to be performed. And if we go back to Grace's recommendation, the first thing has to be to get the NFC to do a cost analysis. And the question becomes, what do they need in order to do that? I don't know what they need in order to do that, and that's why I said I would call Jamie and talk to him and find out what they need.
When you say a cost analysis of what?
The Sirius project.
Oh, okay. I wasn't clear what you were referring to.
Yeah, and then I can get with Ursula to talk about what's the best way to get a survey and some sense of commitment from affiliates, and that may just mean taking an element out of the proposal that she's already done or whatever. I don't know what that is since I've not seen the proposal. But
so may I put in the minutes that you are going to work on this cost analysis situation and work with Ursula to get buy-in from the affiliates?
And you're talking about two different proposals.
We can change it later, whatever it winds up coming out to be. That's fine.
Just so you know, there's two different proposals on the table. So,
well, for the minutes, I just want to know what we are deciding.
what we're deciding is that we're going to attempt to implement the recommendation that the IED made for advancing national programming on the Sirius XM Sirius XM radio, engaging Pacifica and its affiliates. And our concern is the affiliate aspect.
So Afia Wangaza and Ursula are going to work on the Sirius XM project.
I'll send you an email. I can't continue with this.
This is Ursula. I would also like to say that if anybody on this task force wants to help with the survey, you know, this is like a very concrete thing that could be done that could lighten the load both for Afia and I, because, you know, basically surveys are just calling people and getting them to answer your questions. And, you know, and so if anybody on the task force has some time, this is a great opportunity to perform a very specific.
If you give me the questions, I will be happy
to call up
some stations and survey them.
Great.
My pleasure.
Yeah. Thanks. Thank you.
Yeah, my thinking is if we could come up with 3 or 4 questions that, and so that was standardized that way. Okay.
Okay,
so
that's great.
I don't want to try to do a timeline at this point because I don't have enough information to be able to sense it out. So we're at the fourth item, and the fourth item is, and we already resolved that. We said we were going to invite Grace to come back after the PNB meeting. So that would be the first item on the agenda for the next meeting. Do we want to make that the first 30 minutes of the meeting after the May meeting?
Well,
sounds
we're
like
either
a good idea to me.
I thought you just said we're going to put it on the April agenda.
No, for her to come back. We said we were going to ask her to come back after the PNB meeting.
All right, so you're
saying...
In a formal way. If we're going to ask her to come to the May meeting.
Yes.
I say that's fine. And between then, we should decide what the goal is in having her come on the meeting. She sounds very agreeable to interact with us, whatever the subject.
She's very supportive. She's and always has been very. She's a real visionary. She's very. In fact, I told her not very long ago, maybe to her annoyance, that I think sometimes she takes her name too seriously. But she is very generous and very gracious and very anxious for Pacifica to succeed and sees the affiliate program as an integral and key part of that success.
All right, so May 14th.
Yeah. Okay, so I will email her and ask her to make herself available for the first 30 minutes of that meeting.
Our next meeting is? April 9th.
Okay.
Afia,
specific things we need to put on the agenda on April 9th?
Preparation for the in-person meeting.
Anything else? The fundraising subcommittee, possibly?
I would like to push the suggestions forward that these affiliates made tonight.
Okay, and all right. So you all are going to combine your notes and circulate those so that we can discuss them as a part of strategic planning?
Yes.
And hopefully, by that time we will in fact have had a copy of Ursula's proposal circulated.
I'd like to just make an announcement.
Uh-huh.
NPR has a new director named Vivian Schiller, and there's some interesting things going on at NPR that I think are of interest to the people on this call, and I'm going to post a link to a speech she recently made at the National Press Club, because I think, and I would really encourage you to listen to it. It's a little video, because I just think you'll find it very interesting in terms of, you know, some of the perspectives she gives, and kind of to help us see what kind of a media world we're existing in as well, because they're kind of our relatives, so to speak. And so it's just very, very interesting. And one of the interesting things about what NPR is doing is they're kind of discovering what we've been doing, which is local radio. And they've made that their a key point in their survival strategy. So it's very, very interesting speech. So I'm going to post the link, and if you have the time, I encourage you to listen to it.
And we should probably encourage our LSBs and CABs to listen to it also.
Yeah, if they want. I mean, it's, yeah, sure. So I'll post that to the listserv. And,
thank you, Ursula.
Sure. Good. Yeah, it's very interesting.
Anything else?
Okay. I move that we adjourn.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Good Dana, night. Let's talk soon.
Who's that?
This is Teresa.
Okay,
Teresa. Okay, maybe Monday. Call me Monday. Or
I'm going to be out of town from Saturday until next Thursday.
Call me as soon as you can, and we will go over the items that...
Or I'll email them to you.
Great, thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.